Hey there guys, my name is Travis Field. I'm a rig holder with Legion Pipe and Fabricators, and we're actually in Legion's shop here in Canada, Nisku. And I have my friend Natasha here, super talented. And on this video, she's going to be doing titanium. This is going to be very interesting, so let's check it out.
I have something for you, Natasha.
Now, if you guys like the Atomus here, especially the really pretty colors, there's only one of a kind here, only Dasha gets this one, but you know, wildlife.com, so, oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi, my name is Natasha Rubin. I'm a welder from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I work for a company called Unobtainium Welding in Strathmore, Alberta. We specialize in building exotic exhausts for supercars. Today I'll be showing you how to do some thin wall titanium on a 996 Ducati exhaust. So here you have a bunch of high cuts of titanium. So when you're working with specialty metals and any metals really, it's really important. The prep is the most important part. So titanium specifically, you want to keep it really clean. Wipe it with acetone, methanol, anything to get any dirt or grime off of it. The next step would kind of be tacking pieces together, so you'll have them prepped and sanded, and once they're cleaned, you'll have them tacked. But before then, you have to purge the actual pipe inside and have really good gas coverage outside. For purging, we use argon. You close up both ends, but you always want to have a bit of an outlet for the gas to flow because you don't want to pressurize whatever you're welding. You don't need it to be super high, especially not with something thin and so small in size. So I have it running around 10 CFH and maybe even lower if it's been sitting for a while. So when you're welding with titanium, the gas coverage is really important. So you'll want to use a gas lens so that you can kind of disperse that gas rather than have it so concentrated in the more traditional collet bodies. So I like to use the Furic BBW, and this runs about 35 CFH. It's like a lot of gas coverage. So today I'm using the Dynasty 200. You have a little bit lower amperage when you're welding titanium. You don't need a crazy machine with really high output. You can kind of have a range of, some people like to set it to the max what they'll be using, but I like to just set it the most I think I would need and then use the foot pedal to adjust. The only other thing I really change is my post flow. I keep it around 7 seconds. Sometimes you need more, you can kick it in again if you need a little bit more coverage, if you went a little far and got it hot, but 7 is usually pretty good for about a half inch of titanium welding. So there's a couple of ways you could weld pie cuts like this. You could do it autogenously, which is just kind of dragging and melting the two sides together. Or what I'm gonna be doing today is I'll be dipping and adding filler rod. This is 035 titanium TI2 filler rod, and I'll be dipping each step instead of autogenous.
All right, so we're gonna start. We're gonna initiate the arc with no filler rod. I'm gonna get the stable arc melt, and then you get kind of the puddle size that you want, and then you can start introducing the filler metal. Depending on the profile that you like want, you can push a little bit more.
So some people like to do really pronounced dips and have them really convex and kind of lumpy. But in my opinion, the best way to do it is kind of have it just a little proud of the parent material and not lower or not higher.
Okay, so we're gonna go onto the next one. So titanium, you don't want to get too hot. So usually if you're doing pie cuts, you want to do them a little bit at a time, and usually no more than what your lens will cover. So if you go too far, you'll get color in your weld.
So you don't ever want to go farther than what your gas will actually cover with titanium. With other materials, you can kind of go as much and as far as you want, but
tie, you got to kind of Watch your heat. So again, we're initiating the arc, getting the puddle size, and then starting to dip. And super important
with titanium, you never want to remove your filler rod from the puddle or your gas from the weld until you're finished, because so you'll actually get color and in certain applications, any color on titanium is actually a weld fault and you won't pass. In stuff like aerospace, you can't have any color or anything like that. Even gold is not acceptable. So you have to keep your filler rod and your tungsten in the argon until it's done, and then you won't have any color on, shouldn't have any color on your filler rod, the puddle, or your tungsten.
So another really important thing when you're welding titanium is to keep your torch and your tungsten as perpendicular, like 90 to the weld as possible, because you want that coverage. If you start to do a bit too much forehand, then you
have problems with color and undercut. So you want to stay always as much as you're moving around to about 90 of the pipe that you're welding. And that's usually most TIG welding. There's some applications you need some point forward to get forehand. Usually you want to be kind of straight up and down with it.
When you're doing something like this, that it's all butt welds, you have to really make sure your fitment is pretty much perfect. So there's no gaps, no holes, no uneven surfaces. Everything has to be flat and super tight together,
because then you'll blow holes and everything will open up and it'll make your weld not as good, because it's way harder to fix those problems than if you just did the prep the whole time properly and had a really nice joint to weld. A lot of people don't take the time because they just want to weld, and it really screws them up in the end because they end up fighting that fitment, and it's impossible to make your weld look nice if you got holes everywhere and grind marks. Especially with titanium and stainless, you got to make sure you put the time into your prep, because it'll really pay off in the end. The people that make the nicest welds are usually the ones that put in the time
to actually prep stuff and clean it and do it properly. You don't want to get the titanium really hot though, so you never want to pull the torch away when it's still orange or anything like that, because it'll actually create the weld fault.
And you won't have the coverage. So you color, everyone likes the colors, but color is actually not good in titanium.
So with the titanium, I just keep jumping around to kind of not overheat the titanium and get any of those colors. And as long as you practice your tie-ins, usually you won't be able to tell kind of where you started and where you stopped, but it's a good idea to take it slow. And sometimes it can be frustrating because how slow you have to go with titanium, but it's better in the long run.
You just need the patience to stop and let it cool and don't get ahead of yourself. And that's the biggest problem people have, I think, is trying to do it too quickly and too much at one time. You'll never win.
And the cool thing about, I think, welding in general is everyone has their own style and the frequency they dip the filler rod, and like you can tell, I mean, even through Instagram or whatever, whose is
what weld. There you guys have it. There's a little bit of what I do, some welding on thin wall titanium. If you guys liked the video, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and hope you guys all have a good day, and we'll see you next time.